Hey everyone, it's Steve. My co-host Adam and I have been exploring Milwaukee our entire lives, and we've put together more than 240 podcast episodes about our incredible city. This particular episode features Growth Law, Wisconsin Personal Injury Attorneys. Now, I know we've seen all the marketing of personal injury lawyers on billboards, while streaming our favorite shows, and at events around town. Well, founder John Growth joins us for a lively and interesting discussion about how these types of firms work. A second reason John joins us is to announce a new partnership between Growth Law and Experience Milwaukee. Growth Law's financial support allows Adam and me to continue to highlight the people, places, and events that make our city amazing at no cost to those people, places, and events. And in addition to the podcast, Growth Law is also supporting Text MKE, Milwaukee's only daily text on what's happening in and around the city. You can learn more at textmke.com. Thanks, John. Experience Milwaukee has its home studio in the Transfer Pizzeria Cafe. Our official beer partner is New Barons Brewing Cooperative. Check out the return of the Experience Milwaukee Hoppy Pilsner, now on tap at New Barons and at Black Sheep MKE. And our new partner is Growth Law. Thanks for listening. Love you, Milwaukee.
Hello, Milwaukee!
Hey, Adam.
Hey, Steve.
Milwaukee is fun-loving,
up-and-coming,
a rising star.
And now, let's get into the episode. To go
out at night. Hi, I'm John Growth from Growth Law Firm, and to me, Milwaukee is my favorite.
Hey, Adam.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, John's here with us today.
Hi, John.
John, what's up?
Yeah. Not much. Not much. Another day in paradise.
Another day in paradise. Yeah, talking about kids and...
Yep.
More kids,
kids doing weird stuff and
Batman and
Imagine Next.
Yeah.
John, this is the first time, and Steve, correct me if I'm wrong, and it's been a long 5 years.
It's been a long 5 years.
This is the first time we've had a lawyer or a law office in general on our podcast.
We're everywhere. Lawyers are everywhere.
I know. We use one for all of our business needs, but never on the podcast before. So this is a first for us. I'm very excited.
Even like a non-practicing lawyer, you haven't had somebody.
No,
If we did, they didn't admit it.
They denied.
They dodged.
We actually have two different law firms we work with. I say, if you have a small business, get a lawyer. Or if things go wrong or start to go wrong, get a lawyer. That's the best. It's the best thing to do. We'll get into that. But
will we?
Yes, because
I have stories to tell on that. I could tell you lots of stories about small businesses and lawyers and that kind of stuff.
Oh,
yeah,
fantastic.
They probably would make me cry just being a fellow small business.
Just knowing what you
owner.
Know.
Yeah, right. But John, well, before we what? Yeah, Adam. Yeah,
I was just gonna say it. I was just going to jump in where you were going to jump in.
Jump in.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. We would love to learn a little bit about you and your past. What brought you to the wonderful world of lawyering? and why you chose Milwaukee?
Yeah.
How did you get to where you are today?
What's the firm? Like, what do you do? Yeah, what do you do?
Yeah.
Well, I was born at St. Michael's Hospital, so that's how Milwaukee I am.
Oh, you are Milwaukee.
Yes. So my father is a retired Milwaukee firefighter. I grew up on 124th and Good Hope between Good Hope and Appleton. It was kind of cool because across the street was there was a pipeline that ran, so it was the woods.
Yeah.
And then on the other side was the Milwaukee River. So it was like you're living in the forest.
Yes.
But you're living in the city of Milwaukee.
That's where you grew up
and
probably weren't thinking about lawyering back then, but maybe you were.
No. Oh, gosh. No. I mean, my earliest memory is I wanted to be a pizza delivery man.
Oh,
nice.
Which so cool.
I thought would be awesome. And then, long story longer, grade school was in Milwaukee. You know, high school was in Milwaukee. Went to college at University of Wisconsin in Green Bay for music. I was going to be a music performance jazz musician.
No way.
And I was going to be a jazz saxophonist. So
nice.
That was my dream. That was the that for a while, not mm-hmm. a lot, not a long time. And then law school. So I jumped around, changed majors a couple times, and then went to law school at Marquette. And then from there, I've been practicing in Wisconsin in the Milwaukee area ever since 2000. So about 23 years I've been around here.
That's a pretty big jump going from jazz saxophone. By the way, were you alto or baritone?
Because Adam played the sax.
Alto.
I did play baritone my freshman year in jazz band. I was the baritone sax because I was the young, kid that I got stuck with the baritone.
I was going to say, you just get pushed into whatever somebody else isn't already doing.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's still a pretty big jump.
Yeah.
Though,
how do you make
that
leap
into law? So what happened? Where was the switch? Yeah. What changed?
Did someone yell at you?
Well, no, thankfully not. Well, so how long, Adam, did you play saxophone?
One whole year in fifth grade.
Oh, God.
Sixth
okay.
grade.
Well, one school year.
Sixth grade.
One school year. It's not even a full year. Yeah.
So my world is a little bit different. I mean, I started in fifth grade, played all the way through high school, and then, all the competitions, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then went to college, and I was going to be, that was going to be my livelihood. So then, do you know what you do when you go to college and you play a musical instrument for your major? Nothing else. You only play a musical instrument.
Touche.
So you go into a
room.
I had
some ideas, but yeah.
That you go into a room that you're, and you can't see me, but you're in this what's that? Get smart, cone of silence kind of room, right? You're in a tiny
room. Yeah.
You play, go your, do your scales, et cetera, et cetera. Over and over and over again.
Oh my
for
gosh.
Hours upon hours. I still have the scar on my lip to prove it.
Oh, wow.
And, and then it's like, well, okay, this is not going to be for me. So then I changed from music performance to philosophy, and then philosophy to business/political science. And then when you're poli-sci, what do? I mean, you go to law school. I mean, or you mm-hmm. work in Madison, you work in D.C., or you go to law school.
Yeah.
And I went to law school.
There you go.
That was it.
All right. Well, that's not as crazy of a path as I thought it was going to be. That actually kind of tracks.
Yeah.
Sure. I thought you were going to say I had this one huge moment, something happened to me, and I had the best lawyer in the world. And I was like, that's who I want to be.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Something like that. But I like this path better. This seems more realistic.
Someone said, kid, you're going to be a lawyer one day. And I said, well, great. I'll do
over
it.
Over
my dead body, old man. Yeah. He starts playing a song.
Wow, you really nailed the
origin story.
The onomatopoeia of a saxophone, Steve. Just crushed it.
All right. Anyway, now you are a successful lawyer with your own firm. And what's the firm? What do you do? What does the firm do? Where does it focus? All that stuff.
Yeah, it's easy to remember. Growth Law Accident Injury Attorneys. So we are the attorneys that do what all the people on TV do, except we don't advertise on TVs. But we are a firm of about 30-ish or so people. We have five attorneys. We have offices in Brookfield, Wauwatosa, Milwaukee, and a new one up in Green Bay. And that's what we do, is we help people who are injured because of other people's negligence. So the unique thing that I'm sure we could have multiple podcasts about this and talk mm-hmm. for hours and hours, is we do car accidents, nursing home neglect, slips and falls, things like that, where somebody else's negligence causes you to suffer. In addition to, we have two attorneys and staff that almost exclusively do vaccine injuries, which I didn't know existed until a couple
me
years
neither.
Ago.
Yeah.
And now it's fascinating. I can, the amount of interviews that I got, or interview requests, I should say, that I got during COVID was nuts, because mm-hmm. they all wanted to talk about the COVID vaccine. And I was like, well, COVID doesn't apply. There's this PrEP Act, so it's immune from press, all these different things that you can't get compensation if you're injured on because of a COVID vaccine. But long story short, we do all that in addition to we do vaccines, which is unique in Wisconsin because there aren't many of us that are licensed to practice and actually do that kind of practice, that kind of law. So that's what kind of sets us apart, is we have that very unique practice of vaccine injury.
I have a really wild question off of that.
Boy.
It's not wild. I'm exaggerating. But growing the law firm to the extent that you've grown it, how do you find fellow lawyers and bring them on? How does that process look? I've always been curious, like, oh, you guys just decided to be buddies and like
that's a great question, though.
I've never understood how that kind of comes together.
People are the most difficult part of any business.
Sure, right. Yeah, 100%.
I think a lot of people will say that.
Tell me about it, John.
Managing people, finding people. We've hired a lot of law clerks over the years who then have come and become young associates and grown from there. I mean, one of our best attorneys now has been with us since he was in law school. So,
incredible. Okay.
It's a couple of different ways of going about that. You know, and it's, you know, we're a small firm. So this is different than like your Foley and Lardner's, your Michael Best, where they have your lawyers from all across the nation and maybe across the world, or you have clients that are like Harley, for example, and their in-house counsel want to go out, and then Michael Best, those attorneys want to go in-house. So they're going back and forth.
Sure.
We don't really have that. And certainly in the plaintiff's world, there's a lot of secret sauces that are going on in marketing and such, and the way you do things. So we don't really talk to each other, you know, so it's difficult to really know who's out there and who are good attorneys at other firms, because we don't go against each other. You know, mm-hmm. we're all going against insurance companies. So I know insurance company defense attorneys, but I don't know a lot of attorneys that are on my side unless I go to conferences and things like that.
Right. Guys,
are you waiting for us to say what?
Just
talk, man.
John, do you see what I'm dealing with here, John? If you know any good lawyers who want to become co-hosts on a podcast, let me know.
Yeah. Oh my God. We just made a joke about it, and then I totally
he's
made
looking
it
around like
a while.
What? Am
yes.
I? Is that me?
Yes,
am I on the
Steve.
Podcast? All right. So here's this is not. This would be a cool enough show the way it is, like getting this kind of background and because John, we as in the city of people, right? Even if we just talk about Milwaukee, we see all these commercials and billboards and radio stuff and podcast stuff, and we're like, how do these places really work? So like it's not just a slogan or a tagline. Mm-hmm. But how do you, when you think about the clients you've helped, how does all that stuff kind of come together?
When it comes to the law firm, the difference is the number of attorneys versus number of staff. Like some law firms might have one attorney, two attorneys, three attorneys, and 100 staff.
Uh-huh.
I know law firms that are not that many lawyers, and then I know law firms that are only lawyers and have no staff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it really depends on, I guess the process depends on the staff makeup.
Got it.
But a lot of law firms have, mostly it's, you know, like a intake call center. So when you call, people will get to an investigator, and then they'll go from an investigator to somebody who's a paralegal or like an intake manager. And then that person's the one that makes sure that you're talking to somebody that's real, that they're injured, that there's insurance.
Sure. Kind of qualifying everything. Yeah.
Qualifying it. And then that goes to an attorney. The attorney will then draft a retainer. So then the person signs a retainer, and then they've retained the law firm. And then the lawyer and the staff take over and, you know, go from there.
Yeah. Lawyering, being a pizza delivery guy, driver, mm-hmm. all that stuff, super cool.
Saxophone
mega artist. Yes. Here's what's even better, John. We're also having this conversation because you so graciously partnered with us to become presenting partner of the podcast and our side project, Text MKE. And we're just excited to announce that to the world.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank
I don't
you.
Know what, Dwight, you can't see me raising the roof, but I'm raising the roof right now.
Yes. And I did a weird, awkward side clap thing over my microphone. And I was like, oh, I can't get my arm around this thing.
Yeah,
it's very exciting. This is very exciting just to get involved in something on the ground level, right? I mean, with what you guys are doing, with again spreading the good word of Milwaukee, which I think is really important.
Yes, and you know, because you're a Milwaukee guy, born and raised, and all of that, and so
perfect pairing.
Yeah, it was really cool that we launched. You know, just to tell people, we launched Text MKE, which is you can find at textmke.com.
It's Milwaukee's only free daily text.
Only Free Daily Text.
Cool stuff happening in Milwaukee.
Cool stuff happening that day.
And we mean it. It's cool stuff happening in Milwaukee.
With snarky commentary,
Yeah. And feel free to text back, because we will message you back. We will sass you back if you need us to.
Coincidentally, I had a lawyer friend. I do have a lawyer friend. I know you both are shocked. Other than John.
I was going to say, are you alluding to it's John?
No, it's not John. It's not John. I got to be clear about this.
Okay.
This lawyer friend said to me that his wife had to use his phone for something, and this alert came up from Text MKE, and it wasn't saved in his phone, and it was like, hey.
Just a random number?
Hey, meet me at this place tonight.
Oh, no.
And she's like, who the hell is texting you to meet up? And
Text MKE doubles as an argument
and he's
starter.
Like, look out, there's more texts. Look at there's this. So anyway.
How many events are you going to?
I don't think he talked like that in that voice. But
that's great.
But what was cool was we existed for about 2 days and John reached out. And the subject line of his email was, are you looking for sponsors?
Oh, yes.
And it was so cool because he was like, hey, I just, you know, came across this. It looks really awesome. I'd love to talk more. And being the innovator that he is, he was like, I like to get in on things that are new and fresh and city focused, community focused, positive focused, that, you know, we can
spread
the message. Yeah. And help each other and just all be better at all the stuff we're trying to do. So, John, that's a long way of saying thank you for all of that.
Well, yes, gosh, well, and thank you for what you're doing. I mean, that's what's important about things like this, is that you're spreading a positive message, certainly, right? And being community and Milwaukee based, you know, being there for others, which I think is fantastic. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this is great. I think this is going to be exciting, and yeah, that's why, you know, right away when I saw this, like, oh, this is pretty cool. Cool. And you know, we don't do TV ads. We don't do other stuff. We do...
got some guerrilla marketing going on.
Guerrilla marketing. Thank you. I was trying to think. I was going to say renegade marketing, guerrilla marketing. Yeah. You know, that kind of thing.
Renegade's badass.
Like renegade,
Like renegade marketing. Renegade That's marketing. Cool.
There you go. You better trademark that.
Yeah.
Renegade marketing. TM.
TM.
So, yeah, like with our, you know, we have TikTok and Instagram and things like that. They're trying to keep it local and trying to get out and get our message out and just get the awareness out there differently in a different way. And hopefully this is one of those ways. So I really appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah. Thank you. And, you know, it's, I was kind of socializing, just to be honest again, you know, I was socializing the idea and everyone's like, what are you going to do? Text about a law firm. And I'm like, yeah, brilliant.
That was a terrible impression of me.
Yeah, I know. I said, good idea, Adam. But I think we're going to have... I think we've got some fun up our sleeves. And not only in the messaging, but also, John, what you are doing is you are allowing us to showcase small businesses in our community on this platform every day. You've empowered us to continue to do that. So thank you.
Yep.
Well, thank you. And that's awesome to have people understand what's actually out there.
Yep.
You know, the best restaurants, best bars, best donut shops, whatever it is.
Oh, Adam, Cranky I know Els. Where those are. Yeah.
Cranky Els.
And it's the only one, Adam.
I agree
best.
To be honest with you, I agree. So when my wife was damn near due for Connor, and I mean that it was the morning we were going to get induced.
This is
going to
be good. I know.
We went to Cranky's because we heard that they have a labor-inducing donut. It's their cruller. Their cruller is the labor-inducing donut. And I went in joking about that, like, hey, we're here. My wife is pregnant. She's due today. We're here for the labor-inducing donut. And wouldn't you know, the owner comes out and he goes, that's on me. You guys, congratulations. Congratulations. Puts the donut in there. And then we go have the baby. And I'm like, well, technically, you know, he's at least one for one on that because we had Connor that same day.
I'm pretty sure you got to the car and she's like, where's the donut? And you're like, sorry, they're all out.
I go, sorry.
Luckily, I bought two. Yeah. One for you, one for me. Yeah.
No, she ate it there. Yeah, definitely. But we went there because we were like, oh, come on, we got
to
do it, right? We
got
to go to Cranky Al's. Yeah. Right, and it was mildly on the way, but yeah, it worked. So he's one for one at least.
One for one. Yeah, I have not heard the labor inducing. I mean, we've been going to Cranky Al's since they were at their old location. It's one of my favorite places. Certainly, we try to go at least once a week.
Oh, is, good for you. That's awesome.
Yeah, which is great to do. It's just great right, to see people and see.
Yeah.
That's like us in our Greendale love. We go to Dia Cafe probably once a week. And
we
either meet about the podcast or sometimes we just go and hang out with all the friendly faces.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just to be there.
Adam scares the children that come in. Yells at them.
That's my donut. To the locality of it, right, where you can help businesses like that who are doing really good things, right?
Yeah,
Cranky Al's Joy over there is he has the cool mural, he has the different buildings that he's bought.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes Tosha look really cool.
That's awesome.
And that's awesome.
Definitely.
That's what we need to do with every community around.
Every opportunity.
Yep, every neighborhood. Like, showcase all the cool stuff that people are doing. All the different ways they're trying to delight.
Right on.
People.
Yeah, well,
I agree.
Boys, we're going to have some fun.
We are going to have some fun. This is just the start.
This is just the start. John, thank you. Adam.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Adam, thank you.
Thanks for hopping on with our crazy conversation.
Yeah, right.
No, man, we've been all over the place, which I enjoy.
Right.
It's been a pleasure. Yes, it's been a pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Adam, you know how it goes.
And now, Milwaukee's own Newski.